You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
It's time to hear from the Green Party with co-leader James Shaw.
So we're with the Green Party's Julianne Genta, who's covering for James Shaw again. Hi, Julianne, are you there?
Kia ora, how are you?
I'm good, thanks. How are you going?
Really good.
That's good to hear. The last few weeks must have been quite stressful with coalition talks still ongoing. How are you feeling about all that at the moment?
Yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I think everything's pretty much on hold until the special votes results come in on Saturday. So got to take the opportunity to have almost like a weekend off and went for a hike in the Waitakere Ranges
on Saturday.
And had a big thank you brunch for volunteers on my campaign yesterday. And obviously we are doing work and planning for the coming term, but I think we can't really progress negotiations until the results of the specials come through.
So on Sunday, the 1st of October, which was yesterday, a supergroup of New Zealand environmental organisations such as Greenpeace, Forest and Bird, and WWF sent an open letter to the leaders of key parties as coalition talks continue. And the letter is essentially asking for the future government, whoever it is, to make it a clear mandate and a responsibility to take action on issues such as freshwater, climate change and conservation. How do you feel about this letter?
No, I think it's great. I think it's fantastic. It's very compelling. I mean, we are reaching a crisis point in terms of our environmental degradation, whether it's the state of our rivers, biodiversity loss, or climate change. All three of these areas have gotten worse in the past few decades, and we really need clear government policy and action to turn that around.
And so do you think the fact that all of these organizations have had to sort of form their own coalition of sorts sort of suggests that they're quite concerned about the way that governments have handled environmental issues over the past few years?
Yeah, I think it is clear that when so many different organizations have to come together to speak with one loud voice and say, look, you're paying lip service to the environment, but actually all of your policy is making things worse. We need to take this on. I think it's an indictment of the track record of the national government. And I know Labour wasn't majorly better in their last term of government, but National's certainly been worse in a variety of areas.
And so you don't believe then that the environment is the top priority for the other three parties?
Well, it hasn't been. It clearly hasn't been a top priority for National when they've been in power the last 3 years. I think the Greens have consistently championed environmental issues, and we don't own them. I mean, it would be great to see all other parties taking significant ownership of environmental problems as well, because I think voters in New Zealand vote for all different parties but really do care about the long-term sustainability of our environment. And so I think it would be great if other parties were willing to make it more of an issue. But just so far, we haven't seen a clear commitment in terms of policy, especially not from this last national government.
How about New Zealand First? How do you feel about their environmental policies?
I think it's a bit mixed. I mean, they've had a spokesperson on environmental issues, Dennis O'Rourke, for the past two terms, who's actually been said a lot of things that sounded very much in line with Green Party policy. So talked up the need to act on climate change, the need for investment in sustainable transport and housing and to protect our rivers. But then that seems to be somewhat at odds with Winston Peters showing up at the protest of the farmers before the election against any sort of more meaningful policy that would really reduce pollution of our rivers. So, it's a bit at odds, but I'd say that probably New Zealand First membership do care about the environment and would like to see action on it. And it's just a matter of diverse groups looking at it as a common problem that we have to solve together. So rather than farmers thinking that the urban people or the Greenies are at war with them, we're actually, it's like all of us live in New Zealand. Degradation of our waterways is a problem for farming in the medium term. Climate change is a problem for farming in the medium term. So how do we solve this problem together rather than seeing the other group as the problem?
And so Green Party leader James Shaw responded to this letter saying he welcomes a sort of cross-party challenge and will do everything to ensure the environment is at the top agenda of a new government. How do you plan to do this as a Green Party member?
Well, I think what we determined going into this election was that the best way to get meaningful action on environmental issues, the climate, and also inequality, was to change the government and for the Greens to be a significant part of a new government. And so that's certainly what we're working towards.
Mm. And if you're in opposition, what do you plan to do?
In opposition, it will be extremely important for the Greens to hold the government to account. And that's what we have been doing. You know, I think there's been some confusion. Some diehard National Party supporters are accusing us of being in Parliament for 21 years without ever doing any real work. Well, the reality is that for 21 years, we've done a heck of a lot of work, and there is an important job for the opposition to play, which is to campaign on key issues and to hold the government to account and question them at question time, you know, demand better policies from them, show up where they're actually failing and falling short by breaking stories. And that's what the Green Party has done, and that's what we will continue to do if we are in opposition again.
Mm, and how about if you're in a coalition, say a Labour Green New Zealand First coalition, and as you said before, you feel like Labour has not been as good as it could have been on environmental issues. How do you think you'd really, really push sort of your agenda to try and really fight for the environment?
Well, the great thing is that since Labour has been in opposition, they've actually been much stronger on environmental and climate issues. And I think there have been a lot of changes in, you know, the makeup of the caucus, and so possibly both for Labour Party members and MPs, environmental issues are a bigger priority than they were back in 2005. But of course, through our coalition negotiations, we will be pushing Green Party policy wins in the areas of rivers and climate, as well as ending poverty, and we'll be making it a big priority for, you know, which won't surprise anyone because it was a big priority for us in our election campaign.
Mm, so that going into those negotiations, that is your sort of main objective, is to get those outcomes?
Well, the truth is we need to get wins across the board in green policy, you know, in environmental, economic, and social policies. But, you know, two of our three key priorities for the election are related to the environment and closely related to things the government does, like infrastructure, you know, whether that's transport or housing, or urban development, or whether it's economic development, you know, if how we undertake agriculture in this country. In both of those areas, there's huge opportunities to do things better, not just better for the climate and the environment, but actually that will also get social and economic benefits. And that's really the smart approach that the Greens have been advocating all this time, and that's what we'll be prioritizing.
Mm. So I tried to talk to the National Party's Environmental Minister, Nick Smith, about this letter, and I got a call from his press secretary saying that would be inappropriate to comment. Why do you think that he's of that mindset, particularly if the environment is something that is more of concern to National in this election cycle?
I'm not sure why he would have said it would be inappropriate to comment, but I suppose that they're going to be very defensive on anything that suggests that the environment really has been doing quite poorly under their leadership for the last 9 years, so maybe they just don't want to get into it because they feel they'll have to defend a very poor record.
And back to coalition talk. So do you think the Green Party stance has sort of changed over the last week or so, or do you think you're sort of approach to these negotiations is exactly the same as it was?
I don't think it's changed. We campaigned to change the government, and that's still our first preference and priority, and that's what we're working towards. So
cool. And so Winston Peters has recently rejected the idea of National's claim to have a moral authority over Labour Greens, which you rejected last week as well. Why do you think he's waiting for the special votes to come in if he doesn't believe in this line of thinking?
Well, I think that it's fair enough to say that the outcome of the election has not been determined. Mm. And so it will have a much better picture of how New Zealanders voted once the specials are reported. And so it is premature to jump to any conclusions. While technically Labour, Greens and New Zealand First could form a majority on the current votes, the reality is we're probably going to have more votes, you know, more MPs after the specials. So I think it's perfectly reasonable to wait for that outcome before proceeding with negotiations, because the relative strength that we will have in negotiations will change as a result of the specials.
Right. And do you think the fact that he can sort of choose who he goes with based on the result of the specials, and he's sort of had all this time to sort of decide what party he goes with or New Zealand First goes with, do you think that sort of highlights an issue of the MMP system, that sort of a party with such a low voting or percentage of the votes gets so much power?
Well, he's not going to decide it. I mean, ultimately, all the parties are going to be involved in negotiations. It's not just one. So, and everybody has a say based on what their votes were. So I just think this is a mischaracterization of what's going on. And I also don't think that there's any need to rush into forming a new government. You know, I don't think it's a problem with MMP. You know, in the United States, they have the election several months before there's a transition. So, you know, you actually elect a new president and they don't take office for over 2 months.
Right.
So I think building in some sort of transition would make sense. You know, like, it's a bit unrealistic to be like, oh, well, we should have a government the day after the election before 15% of the votes have been counted. And I think that a strength of MMP is that it allows more diversity and representation. So if you get a multi-party coalition that's representing interests of a wider variety of New Zealanders, and taking the time to negotiate outcomes will actually result in better, more robust, sustainable policies for the country.
Cool. Well, kia ora, Julianne. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks so much for coming on the show.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
That was James Shaw for the Green Party. The Wire.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.